And the ABC's national sport editor, David Mark, is back with us for What's Making the News. Hello, David.
Good morning, Fran.
In the AFL, West Coast's most important player looks set to miss a game.
Nick Natanui, yeah. Oh, no. So they've been going so well, the West Coast, this year. They've won six games. They're equal top of the ladder with Richmond just behind on percentage. But this issue about what is a dangerous tackle and what is just being aggressive has come to the fore because Nick Natanui tackled Carl Anon from Port Adelaide during their 42-point win over the weekend. He pushed him to the ground as he tackled him, and the match review panel, Michael Christian, decided it was a dangerous tackle, and Nick Natanui had a duty of care to make sure that Carl Anon wasn't injured, and he was during the tackle. But that's caused a huge outcry from some people saying we're taking the aggression out of the game and, hey, he's just a big guy and he's heavy, and that was the problem. So anyway, it looks like he's going to be suspended for 1 week unless, of course, Fran, West Coast decide to appeal that. And they may, because they're probably their most important player, as you said.
Sure is. Luke, a big fine for Canterbury coach Dean Pay. What did he do wrong?
He had a bit of a spray at the referees after the Bulldogs had a last-minute loss to the Broncos on the weekend. He was hit with a $25,000 fine for talking about some of the referees' decisions, which he called ridiculous and disgraceful. He says, it's like we're not meant to win, Fran. And the NRL has sort of cracked down on that. They're not very happy. It's not the biggest fine ever for a coach who's spoken out against a referee. Sharks Flanagan, Shane Flanagan, was given a $30,000 fine last year, but it's a pretty big one. And for the record, the NRL is sticking by the decision and saying, no, you can't criticise the referees.
And for the record, I've got the patron of the Canterbury Football Club sitting opposite me in the studio here, Tony Burke, coming up next. Just finally, David, the North Queensland Cowboys to decide what to do about Scott Bolton. Indecent assault charge.
Yeah, of course. So he was charged with an alleged indecent assault over the weekend. While the Cowboys stayed in Sydney, he went back to Townsville and camped inside his house while the media camped outside. The National Rugby League hasn't yet commented on the case, which is, of course, before the courts. Neither has the North Queensland Cowboys, but we can expect them to make some kind of comment today. But in the meantime, they've got to decide how they're going to replace Scott Bolton, if that indeed is in the case, for their match against the West Tigers this Thursday.
Yes, they've got a few decisions to make, haven't they? David, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran. Thanks very much.
David Mark, the ABC's national sports editor, filling in for Warwick Hadfield this week. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 24 minutes to 8.